Today, I am inspired to look back and reflect on that day in September, a day that has changed many of us forever. It was one of the most beautiful days that I can remember. My husband August and my daughter Gussie and I lived directly across the street from the World Trade Center, sandwiched between the towers and the Hudson River. August was just about to leave for work on what was supposed to be our daughter's first day of school. She was entering first grade, and we were excited about what the day would bring. Pencils were sharpened, lunch was packed. We were happy. Gussie and I had a few extra moments to relax, and so we decided to go to the computer, which sat right in front of the window facing east, to play a quick game of solitaire. As August headed for the door to leave for work, he smiled and teased us not to spend too much time playing solitaire. He knew all too well how caught up we could get. August told me to call when I dropped Gussie at school. He hugged us goodbye, and he left. We were happy. As we sat at the window, laughing and playing at the computer, we marveled at what a beautiful day it was. The sky was so crisp and so blue and so sunny. I had in front of me the best cup of coffee that I had ever made in my life. I can still remember how pleased I was to watch the hot smoke rising off the top of the cup, my favorite cup. Gussie was excited, thinking about going to school. We were happy. Little did we know that, a few seconds later, we would look up, witness, and live through something that would change us forever. Now, looking back, I find myself deeply saddened by what happened, horrified by what we saw, angry when I let myself go there, but mostly grateful for how it's informed my life. The way that I know myself now and relate to my life has been altered. Surviving that day and going through the process of putting my life back together along with August and Gussie has definitely put a few hairs on my chest. I am now clear that, at any given time, I am capable of causing far more than I think I can. Who I now know myself to be and the possibility of who I will become now was forever altered on that day. The sky really is my limit. We live life like we have all the time in the world to do or appreciate, reconcile, or make a difference. September 11th provided me with an opportunity to come face to face with the uncertainty of life. I'm no longer living inside of the illusion that tomorrow's promised to me, and I'm unwilling to go out until I'm completely used up. The gift that all of this has given me is loving every inch of my life, whatever that inch may be. I don't look at my husband or my daughter in the same way. We don't tell each other goodbye in the same way. We don't wait to celebrate. We're happy. I am grateful for beautiful, crisp, sunny days, piping hot, delicious cups of morning coffee, the first day of school with its bouquet of newly sharpened pencils, and remembrance of that day, the context that I've created for my life, the commitment that I now have for my life is people being outrageously successful and happy, causing the miraculous and an expanded point of view, loving who we are and what we're doing now, willing to risk everything for anything is possible. May God bless you.